بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A major benefit brought by Imam Khomeini was familiarizing people with concept of resistance. This is the part of the speech delivered on June 4th, 2022 by Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution. On the 33rd demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini, greetings be upon him. In certain cases, we acted well and made achievements, and in certain cases, we showed negligence and laziness and weakness, and we naturally fell behind. This cannot be denied in any way. The school of thought, the plan and the path are correct. The path must be treaded correctly. We progressed, but in whichever area we showed laziness and negligence, we fell behind. There are many examples in the course of these days, both during the time of Imam and after the demise until today. Of course, the role of the enemy's enmity must not be overlooked. The extensive camp of the enemy entered the field against the revolution from the beginning of the revolution. Some people think that we forced the enemies into enmity. No. The Islamic Republic, which is by nature opposed to oppression, naturally makes oppressors show enmity. Do you not say that you are opposed to arrogance and oppression? Well, everyone who is arrogant and oppressive and every government that has these unfavorable characteristics shows enmity towards you. This is the Islamic Republic.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
You say that you advocate spirituality. So everyone who is hostile towards the spirituality of the people will show opposition to you. The Islamic Republic says that it is opposed to vices. Therefore, those who have gotten used to vices and who cannot separate themselves from them will naturally show opposition to the Islamic Republic. This is something natural. The camp of the enemy of the enmities must not be overlooked. Of course, these enmities have taken on different forms. In the days leading to the victory of the revolution, the Americans sent their general Robert Heuser to Tehran in order to launch a coup. Of course, he thankfully returned frustrated and disappointed. On many other matters too, the Americans and the enemies were rendered frustrated and disappointed. Imam's endeavor to bring about a serious separation from Westerners would have naturally created some enemies because he would not allow them to interfere. He took the current Palestinian embassy, which was in the hands of the usurping Zionist regime at that time, away from the Zionists and handed it over to the Palestinians, who are the owners of Palestine.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.